You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The question that is brought as far as to purify yourself, like when we get up in the morning, what do? Netilat yadayim, asher nideshan v'sutav v'sivanva, netilat yadayim. We purify ourselves. And then there's another way that we use mikveh to purify ourselves. So now there is another option, it's called, what's the other better option? Yeah, better than mikveh.
What's the other option?
Long shower. Right, well, Mayan, to go inside the well. So now, as far as the quality of the purification, so the well comes first, and then mikveh, and then there's a way even you can do 40 times. Well, it comes first, yeah. Then Netilat Yadayim, even you can do 40 times in a special way. It's like semi going to the mikveh. So now, so the question that you ask, what's the question you're asking? What's the question? Kohen Gadol, should he purify himself in the mikveh or in the Mayan, in the well?
Mayan, because the highest level
should go in the highest level. No? So Why he's not commanded to go to the well? Why he is using the mikveh? So if we want a 100% tahor kohen gadol, so the Torah should command that he has to go to inside the well. Why not? Well, we can make a well in the Beit HaMikdash, no? You dig and then you find the well, no? So we solve that problem. So why not? You never thought about this? Yeah. What's the difference between well and a mikveh? What's the difference?
Mikveh is man-made, well is natural.
Ah, very nice. So the well exists, like from the time of the creation, right? So mikveh, you have to make it. So which is better, the one that, you know, Hashem create, or the one that you making?
The one that Hashem created.
Exactly. So the one that you make is much better. Is that true?
Why should the one that you make?
It seems like if the one that Hashem made it was better, so the Kohen Gadol would be commanded to go to inside the well, but here we see Hashem prefers that the Kohen Gadol will purify himself in whatever that we make.
How could be the one we make is better than the one Hashem made? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Effort to make that.
I'm sorry?
Because you do your own effort to make
this. Beautiful. Hazakah Baruch. So now here we see such a powerful message, and then this, even though that the well gives you a much greater purification compared to whatever that you make, but Ribono Shel Olam is expecting you to purify yourself through your own effort. Isn't that something? That means we could have a glad kosher Kohen Gadol, Bet Yosef. 100%. Hashem said, no. I want him to purify himself from what you taught for, what you made. So now here, many times people, when they're asked, can you do this? What do they say? No, just, you know, let's say as an example, we say, can you come? Can you do this? Can you...
No, I'm busy.
Busy or... What the other answers? I'm not available, not yet, you know, maybe later, you know, it's not for me, and things like that you never hear. As a shalom. Well, why people say that? Why? Why people say?
They don't want to take responsibility.
No, it's not that. I mean, if he says I can't, I'm not able to, so so that means he feels that he is not able to. No? Yeah, that's obvious. But like I say, you run into somebody on the street, your friend. Say, you know what? You know, there is a gathering, there's a Simcha is going on. You like to come? Say, no, I'm tired, this. She said, no, you know, Khalil of Sahas Shalom Alechem, they're serving pizza. So now, does it come or not? Runs! What do I mean? So pizza made, Techiyad Amitim. Techiyad Amitim. But he felt he cannot do it. He's not able to do it. But all of a sudden, it's revived. So here, that's what it is. The Yehudi is able to do anything that he wants. But unfortunately, many times, that we feel, no, I'm not able to, I can't. But that's not true at all. It's not true at all. Why? Because we feel, you know, there's no need for it. And the worst scenario here is we never try. We never try. We never give it a chance. So, okay, let me try and see what happens. But even we don't, give it a try. But here is an unbelievable message that, and such a climax and such a day, Yom HaKippurim, that Kohen Gadol could purify himself in such a excellency. Hashem said, no. I don't want you to go to the world. Go to the mikveh. Why? Because you made it. You made it. But it's not the same. It's not the same at all. It's a man-made thing. You know, we made a hole, you know, put water in it. Maybe mix it with rainwater and all, but it's not the same. She said, no. This is what important to me, that when you put your effort and you work hard on it, that's what, now, even though that the other option could be much greater, but when you put your mind to it that I'm able to do it, you know what the difference it can make in life? You know what a bracha can bring to your life? Just by believing, you know, sometimes people wonder and say, do you have a emunah? Do you have a emunah? What do they say? No, you ask somebody, do you have a emunah? And you have a emunah to who? To Ribono Shel Olam. It's a great thing. But the greatest thing in life that one should never forget, that even is greater than to be ma'amin by Ribono Shel Olam, and to believe in Hashem, to have faith in Hashem, greater than is to have belief in yourself. And many, they forget. And what does that mean? That means, you put yourself in a frame, you say, this is me, that's it. Come out. No, I don't want to. Change your attitude, change your habits, change your thoughts. No, because why? He doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't believe he can. So that means if you don't believe in yourself, you cannot be ma'amin b'ribono shel olam. It doesn't work. Unless you learn, I'm able to do. I'm not a robot. You cannot have a set mind, this is it, this is me, and that's it. You have to learn, no, I can improve, I can be better, I can grow, I can learn. That's what you have to work on. Think about this. Mikveh is greater than a Ma'ayan. I said, it doesn't make sense. How can you put two next to each other? But that's what Ibn Shalom is expecting from us. He said, you make it, you make it happen. I made it, yes. I made it, at the time of the creation. But so what? I want you to make an effort. I want you to wake up. No, you cannot go through life like this. And you have to make a decision. I can be better. I can think differently. I can react differently. And you have to do it today. It's Rosh Chodesh. Today. Today, you have to decide, I'm going to be the best of me. Best of me. Hashem Yisrael Keno.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.